At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, also on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com, also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams coming up. Alarming irregularities hit this year's WASI as more than 10 individuals arrested and facing sanctions over examination malpractices.
Raymond Kwasi was arrested at Ekwima Kwanwuma Presbyterian SHS for contracting Osei Asibe Daniel to write the examination on behalf of Obin Dapa Emmanuel.
Meanwhile, WAEC has shut down the Adventist Day Senior High School Center in Kumasi and relocated WASI candidates to its Kumasi office over widespread malpractice, discovering as much as 64 mobile phones in one exam hall.
At Adventist SHS Bantama Kumasi, 64 phones were retrieved from the candidates during the elective mathematics paper. Candidates from that school have since been moved to the WAEC Hall in Kumasi to continue with their examination.
We'll also bring you shocking revelations in our latest hotline documentary pointing to Ghana Education Service officials working hand in hand with invigilators to compromise the 2025 BECE, some taking as little as 60 cedis to help candidates cheat.
We said we have examined for you 60 cedis a day. It is 50 Ghana a day. They'll give it to you all. We're making it every day, 60 Ghana.
We would like to take this daily.
Yes.
Details of that coming up shortly in sports.
As the post-mortem of the Black Stars' performance continues, Sports Minister Kofi Adams has become the latest to be blamed for it, this time by former GFA spokesperson Ibrahim Sani Dara.
Also coming up, Medical and Dental Council uncovers an arrest for Kwok doctors practicing illegally in Accra, including the wife of a Ghanaian diplomat who forged a medical certificate to deceive authorities.
Forged permanent certificate. This was a practitioner who had not yet finished the requirements of the provisional license to get onto a permanent register, that had gone to clone a permanent register and then put her credentials in there.
We have details as the council steps up monitoring as more complaints about medical malfeasance are reported.
And currently we have 18 active cases before the disciplinary committee involving 22 practitioners.
Also this afternoon, mountain filth in parts of the capital as President Mahama prepares to relaunch the National Sanitation Day tomorrow.
Even in Dododododo, they put traffic inside. But now we are not seeing that thing anymore.
First, when they arrest them, they send them to Isawam. Sanitation court. They send them to Isawam. But now they've stopped. So they got advantage.
These and more coming up with me, Mamiesi Nyameche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. We go heavy on examination malpractices as the West African Examinations Council is raising fresh concern over the scale of examination malpractices in this year's WASI. So far, over 10 individuals and institutions have been arrested, sentenced, or sanctioned for their role in exam irregularities. Public Relations Officer for WAEC, John Kapi, speaking at a press conference earlier, says the offense ranges from collusion and impersonation to the circulation of unauthorized materials.
Our monitoring teams have unearthed a series of irregular activities at a number of the examination centers. These include, but not limited to, the following. 1. Two persons were arrested for impersonation at Ghana College Kasua. They were arraigned before court and have been sentenced to 6 months imprisonment each, while their accomplice was sentenced to 8 months imprisonment. The proprietor of Christian IPS Kukurentumi, as well as one of his invigilators, have been arrested for creating a WhatsApp group on which they shared snapshots of questions and solutions to the questions. They have been handed over to the police for further investigations. Ebenezer Finn was arrested at St. Vincent College, Abra Dunkwa, for impersonation. He has also been arraigned before court. Hannah Lariba, a student of Yeji Senior High School, was arrested for impersonation at the Steps of Destiny Senior High School in Yeji. Another impersonator, Mumuni Abdul Hafiz, bolted before the monitoring team could apprehend him. Mr. Kodua Desmond was arrested at Abbott College, Asante Bekwai. He was handed over to the police and subsequently arraigned before court. He had been remanded into police custody for 2 weeks. Osei Asibe Daniel was arrested at Ekwima Kwanwuma Presbyterian SHS for impersonation. He has been handed over to the police. Raymond Kwasi was arrested at Ekwima Kwanwuma Presbyterian SHS for contracting Osei Asibe Daniel to write the examination on behalf of Obin Dapa Emmanuel. Maxwell Chamba and Amaglo Livingston were arrested at Sefa Bunsu Royal SHS EG for impersonation. A physics teacher at Ahafuman SHS was found with a mobile phone on which he had snapshots of the physics particle questions which he had shared. Mr. Ernest Frimpong, an invigilator, was arrested at King James SHTS for possession of a mobile phone on which was found snapshots of the questions and solutions to them. Patrick Essel, a former national service person, was arrested for aiding a candidate at Empress Senior High School to copy solutions from his mobile phone. Further investigations revealed that this was from a platform shared with the assistant supervisor, Michael Boateng. He has also been arrested.
In the Ashanti region, WAEC has had to shut down the Adventist Senior High School Center following widespread malpractices identified this morning. John Gapi gives details.
Besides these specific cases of irregularity, we have also received reports of candidates having in their possession mobile phones, prepared notes, photocopied answers, obviously distributed by the invigilators. At Adventist SHS Bantama Kumasi, 64 phones were retrieved from the candidates during the elective mathematics paper. Candidates from that school have since been moved to the WAEC Hall in Kumasi to continue with their examination. The council also has a list of schools that have been reported for their involvement in acts of irregularity. Scripts of candidates from these schools will certainly be scrutinized. We condemn these acts of dishonesty on the part of both teachers and candidates, and urge all school heads to uphold the trust placed in them and ensure that their schools stay above reproach.
Well, this year, there were widespread malpractices during the BEC in June. We have details of that for you. Before that, they will listen to excerpts of our hotline documentary, The Dark World of BEC, which reveals some officials of the Ghana Education Service colluded with invigilators and candidates to cheat during the 2025 BEC. One of such schools is the Derby Avenue RC Basic School in Accra, where as little as 60 CDs was enough to allow candidates smuggle mobile phones into the exam hall, use artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT, and even receive resolved or solved questions directly from invigilators. Here are excerpts from that documentary.
While preparing exam materials for candidates to commence writing, invigilators were invited by the supervisor to a meeting with the headmistress of the host school, Derby Avenue RC. She announced a daily 60 CDs gift for each invigilator for the duration of the examination.
He said we have examined for you 60 CDs a day. It is 50 Ghana a day. They'll give it to you all. You should be making it every day 60 Ghana, every day 60 Ghana. So that you know we have stated for you for the week. Because we are public
schools. I mean, we would like to take this daily.
Daily?
Yes. Oh, what do you say? Yes.
Candidates were also instructed to give their invigilators money at the end of every day's examination. At the St. George's Anglican Basic School Exams Centre, payment was made in bulk. the supervisor handed envelopes containing 400 cedis to each invigilator.
Any payment that is made in the course of the examination to an invigilator, a supervisor, is illegal. It is not coming from WAEC. WAEC does not pay money in the course of the examination. We don't do that.
Not many schools wrote the final paper, so for the centers investigated, the exams ended on the 17th of June 2025. Days earlier, candidates at Derby Avenue were informed to prepare financially for an offertory called the Asada Offertory, which will be collected before the start of the final papers at the centre. This offertory was meant to thank invigilators for their assistance in the examination. On the morning of the final paper, the invigilator who announced the Asada Offertory the previous day, who later got the nickname Sir Asada, would move from one exam hall to another with a box for collection of the offertory. Candidates were asked to pay 5 cedis or above. The total amount collected was shared among the invigilators.
The hotline documentary, The Dark World of BEC, produced by investigative journalist Francisca Enchil, shows on Monday, 8 September 2025 on Joy News, Joy Prime and Joy FM. Now joining me in the studio is data analyst Isaac Ofieje with details of malpractices analysed by Eduward Kofi. Let's start with BEC. What do we have on that?
Well, so, Mami, there's an EduWatch report that says that between 2022 and 2024, the number of cancelled results saw a slow decline, moving from 489 cancelled results in 2022 down to 418 in 2024. But in 2025, which is this year, that trend has completely, flipped. Cancellations more than doubled to 895 candidates. And also, we have an addition of 477 in terms of the total if you compare it to 2024. So what you see is that cancellations have actually gone up by some 477 if you compare this year's data to that of last year.
What about the WASI?
Well, the WASI, in fact, if you look at last year's data, following extensive investigations, WAEC approved the cancellation of subject results of 108 candidates caught with foreign materials in the examination hall. There was also a complete annulment of results for 483 candidates found with mobile phones during the examination. Additionally, subject results for 781 candidates were withheld pending further review, while 209 candidates faced the possibility of losing their entire result due to various suspected, offences. Last one says that WAEC also flagged 319 schools for alleged collusion detected by the examiners during the script marking.
Well, what about the spike in withheld results? How worrying is that?
Very worrying. If you look at, the BEC one, for instance, going up by more than 50%. WASI, we are yet to get the data, but the estimation is that looking at what is going on, this is expected to increase by at least 30%.
Right. Thank you very much, Kofi J, for that update. Well, the executive director of the Institute of Education Studies, Dr. Peter Anti, was supposed to join us, but we'll do that much later. But first on, what with the invigilators aiding the candidates through the use of artificial intelligence, let's look at some of the deficiencies associated with the reliance of those softwares. And Hannah Odami is in the studio with me. Hannah, the use of AI isn't that bad, but what are some of the major issues related to using this in an exam?
Yeah, Mami, there are a number of them. We know that first, if you input the right data, you get the right response. But if you input a correct or incomplete data, it will definitely lead you to an inaccurate answer. Mm-hmm. And we all know this will affect the overall performance of the learners. We also know that over-reliance on the AI tools can hinder the development of something like the essential skills of the learners, such as critical thinking. Mm-hmm. They'll be interested in getting the answers instead of thinking mm-hmm. about the underlying concepts of those particular all questions right. that they have to answer.
Thank you so much, Hannah, for that. Now, moving on, the Ghana Medical Association, Ghana Medical and Dental Council, has arrested a group of individuals posing as medical doctors and operating illegally in parts of Accra. The arrest followed weeks of surveillance and intelligence gathering after reports of unlicensed practitioners endangering the lives of unsuspecting patients. According to the council, the suspects had been running and registered clinics and offering medical services without the required professional training or certification. Registrar of the council, Dr. Divine Banyubala, described the development as alarming, warning that the practice not only violates the law, but also puts the health and safety of the public at serious risk. He said the council will continue to work with law enforcement agencies to clamp down on such illegal operations across the country.
We have arrested four quacks, and they are undergoing further investigations pending prosecution with the police. We have also had practitioners present to us forged credentials. We indicated that we have had four such cases of forgery of qualifications. In one case, there was a forgery of qualification from Ireland and Nigeria, and this related to the spouse of a diplomat. These things know no bounds, and therefore vigilance is the key. We trust, but we verify. We had a fraudulent credential, certificate presented to GTEC for, assessment. But because of our collaborative work with GTEC, we were able to alert them that that document was not genuine and it was fraudulently procured, and so that they would take action in respect of that. We also had one case of a forged permanent certificate. This was a practitioner who had not yet finished the requirements the provisional license to get onto a permanent register, that had gone to clone a permanent register and then put her credentials in there for purposes of acquiring a job somewhere when she was not due to get that. Then there was one case of forgery of examination results. This was an individual who didn't pass our licensure examinations, but cloned one of the results and passed it off as if she had passed. But of course, the vigilance of our assistants ensured that she was picked out.
Well, interesting details there. Elton probably joins me in studio with more on these arrests. Elton, what are these individuals?
So one is one Kate Bedu, arrested at Nsakina here in the Greater Accra region. The council says that investigation confirmed that she was operating without registration at the Osak Medical Center in Nsakina. Mm-hmm. During undercover operation, the council investigation team found her in a consulting room attending to a patient when she was arrested and handed over to the police. There's also Ebenezer Kumsen, and this same Ebenezer Kumsen was also on 12th of September 2024, during a regulatory operation, findings confirmed that Mr. Kumsen was consulting for patients as physician assistant. He was arrested with the support of the Sweddo District Command of the Ghana Police Service. And there's one Innocent Togbu, and this person has been arrested three times, but still goes ahead to practice as a medical doctor, even though without the necessary certification. He was also arrested at Medina at the Mighty Clinic. During interrogation, the suspect stated that he had undertaken a two-year diploma and subsequently a four-year degree program in physician assistantship at Radford. But when asked to produce the certificate, he was unable to do so. The last person, Ebenezer Sapon, he was arrested on the 18th of August practicing medicine at Bukum here in Accra, and then attending to patients in the ward. When he was asked of the certificate that, enabled him to do so, he was unable to provide. These individuals are before Iwoko and police for further investigation.
Thank you, Elton, for that update. Well, Dr. Banyumbala also provides update on the complaints of medical negligence and general indiscipline among some health practitioners.
This year, we have so far received 28 new cases, complaints from the members of the general public. In fact, some of the complainants in these cases are actually doctors themselves. We had 9 cases by the end of the first quarter. We had 10 new cases in the second quarter. And as of today, we have 9 cases. So a total of 28 new cases. I also provided update that last year we disposed of 20 disciplinary cases before us. And currently we have 18 active cases before the disciplinary committee involving 22 practitioners.
You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We return with sports and also mountain filth in parts of the capital as President Mahama prepares to relaunch the National Sanitation Day tomorrow.
Even in Dododododo, they put traffic inside. But now we are not seeing that thing anymore.
First, when they arrest them, they send them to Isawam. Sanitation court. They send them to Isawam. But now they've stopped. So they got advantage.
Welcome back to the Midday News, the sports.
Well, the sports minister, Kofi Edie Adams, has been blamed by former communications director of the Ghana Football Association, Ibrahim Sani Dara, for Thursday's ill-fated draw between the Black Stars and Chad. On Tuesday, the minister made public details of the government decision to slash the team's budget by $700,000. When the team took to the field on Thursday, they could only muster a 1-0 draw with Chad, knowing that a win could have set them 4 points clear of the rest of the chasing pack. And in the wisdom of Ibrahim Sani Dara, the minister's statement and the timing of that is responsible for that performance from the Black Stars.
Really?
Yes. That's anyway, according to Sani Dara.
No comments. Well, moving on, a 20-year-old man, Kwejo Bright, has been stabbed to death at Ashanti Newtown in Kumasi early Thursday morning. The circumstances under which the individual was stabbed remains unclear. But friends believe the act is a reprisal of an earlier fight over a plastic chair at a game center. Nanaya Ojima reports.
Eyewitnesses say the incident occurred in the early hours of Thursday when the deceased was on his way to attend Nature's Call at a public facility. According to them, he was found in a pool of blood, struggling for breath after being stabbed in the neck. He was pronounced dead at the Konfuanoche Teaching Hospital. Speaking to the media, Georgina Yeboa, mother of the deceased, recounted the tragic moment she heard the news.
He drew us here. What number who say? Sister Bijina Hotia TM.
I was on my way to the market when I saw some women raising an alarm and called for help. They had stopped a car, but the driver wouldn't pick him to the hospital because of the blood. I saw it and decided to go closer. That was when I realized it was my son, Bright.
According to friends of the deceased, on Wednesday, the deceased was engaged in a misunderstanding with another individual over a plastic chair at a snooker game center. Both young men were laying claim to a plastic chair provided for customers of the game center. Although the dispute was initially resolved, eyewitnesses suspect the other party for the attack. Police are yet to issue an official statement on the incident, while investigations are underway to apprehend the suspects. For Joy News, Nanaya Ojima, Kumasi.
2 months after the gruesome killing of immigration officer Stephen King Amwa, his family is demanding the recovery of missing body parts from the suspects linked to the crime. Jacqueline Asumayebwa reports.
The case for the late immigration officer Stephen King Amwa has been adjourned again to October 9th. Well, what transpired in court today? So the prosecution prayed for more time to allow them do more investigations regarding the case. And of course, the lawyer for the accused person or the suspect, that is Thomas Ziga, who is also still representing the first suspect, had 2 prayers in court. And the first one was to allow or ask the prosecution to give them the location of where the suspects are being held. Then the second prayer was that, according to the lawyer, he was harassed by the family members here in the court. So he prayed to the judge that the judge speaks to the family, and the family should be calm when it comes to such issues. After all sides had been heard, the judge then called the family members who were represented in court and told them that they should allow the law to take its course, because the suspects in court, they are all innocent until proven guilty. And after that, the case was adjourned to October 9th, 2025.
But President Mahama expected to launch the National Sanitation Day tomorrow. Joy News has observed worrying scenes across the Central Business District in Accra. Piles of refuse were seen lining major streets, raising fresh concern about waste management in the capital. Some traders who spoke to Joy News blamed the situation on the lack of waste collection bins and delays in refuse collection.
But when you talk to the residents, they don't mind. First, when they arrest them, they send them to Isawam. Sanitation court. They send them to Isawam. But now they've stopped. So they got advantage.
I'm saying that the border situation is very bad. I sell at the other side, the Turu, the other side. And it's the same situation over there too. Sometimes 3 days, 4 days, they've not come for it.
Okay. So how long does it take for them to clear?
Sometimes they take it overnight. Sometimes to 2 days, 3 days, the baller is there.
Away from that, a joint security team consisting of 400